Mimi. All right, so beautiful morning. Okay, so happy morning thoughts. So I love this kill on bike. So cool. Maybe if one day Sam could ride his bike to school, that'd be pretty cool. Sam would love that. So, some thoughts. First, I think I done found paradise in Culver City, Los Angeles, California. Okay, so it's like, okay, Cindy and I done lived everywhere, traveled everywhere. It is like the best place I've discovered anywhere for like walking, civic life, artsy, you know, whatevs it is. Yeah, time for me to buy it as Aircom.LA, gonna be the new developer. So, don't live in the Bay Area, San Jose, South Bay, South San Francisco, blah, blah. Yeah, just come here to, Culver and vibe out with me here too. Reason why Culver is good is, it's actually very insanely pedestrian friendly. My suggestion is live in the Arts District side, the Culver City Arts District. They've got the platform park right there. There's a downtown right here. Yeah, like you could literally do your 100% pedestrian friendly lifestyle. Apple office there, Amazon's here. If you're working for one of the big tech companies, you're like, yo, relocate me to the Culver Cities. And actually pro tips, pro super facts, Apple is low key buying out the city. Good for me. Culver City, I think The Wizard of Oz was filmed here, Raging Bull, Citizen Kane, like all the OG films. So my prediction is going to be the next Hollywood. So it's still pretty expensive, but things gonna get more expensive. The question is like, why is everything getting so expensive? It's a very puzzling question to me. My personal theory is two things. It comes down to labor. So ultimately you need people to clean bathrooms and toilets and run as cashiers. But ever since COVID and then, you know, government give out free monies, I actually think the worst thing that the Trump administration did, contrary to what we leftist liberals thought was cool good, was, you know, mailing out free checks to everyone. And it was a very bad idea because it was very short-sighted. Honestly, you know, I think the government shouldn't have given out free money to everybody's. People's like, yeah, but then America's society would be a global catastrophe. I don't think so. I think we'd be fine. Even like during the big bailout, I personally witnessed it when I was a junior in high school. The whole market meltdown thing happened, the subprime mortgage meltdown whatevs happened, and certain regrets I made is like, man, I should have shorted Blockbuster stock, or I tried to short stock, but I just had no idea how to do it. Oh, and yo, the hardest new car, real men drive Ford Chevy Cobras. It's so effing hard. No more loser Lamborghinis or German cars. I actually have there's a little dent there. I actually have a simple heuristic. What is a sign of an unsuccessful person? An unsuccessful person drives some sort of foreign German car. This will, if I bought a car, this would be my Dominic Toretto car, GT500 Shelby. Ford versus Ferrari movie was so lit. Just like my friend Cardi B said, it's litty like a titty. There's a new A86 here now too. GR stands for Gazoo Racing. Yeah, it's like so old, it's in stick too. It's so cheap, only $33,000. Yeah, honestly, if you just want like a toy sports car, I think Toyota is kind of the way to go. Fun to drive and it'll last you forever. Like, look at all these loser Dodge Challengers that people done traded in. Any sort of car that's not 100% manual transmission, I think it's kind of pointless. You're gonna get a sports car, manual stick or nothing. Oh, another car, I think is super great. The Corolla GR, so gangsta, so hard. I love the fender flares. Yeah, there's a stick inside. Yeah, so hard. It's like, yo, you could be doing your initial D's and you'd be getting groceries at Costco. That's double litty. And actually the funny thing too is, like, even if you had a Lambo, I mean, the downside of a Lambo is, I mean actually one thing that's seeing a lot more Huracans in the street, it actually doesn't look that cool. Like, the front end of a Huracan is actually not that impressive. Even the back end, I mean, like, it's okay. I don't know, it's super good. Actually, like, a car I really like the design of is the Hyundai Ioniq 6. So gangsta. I think it's actually better design than the Porsche 911. I would probably rather have, like, a Hyundai Ioniq 5 or a Hyundai Ioniq 6 N line than have a 911 Turbo GT3 RS or whatevs. I think anyone who drives a Porsche 911, 911 GT3 RS, whatevs, is showing some sort of lemming mentality. Anyways, I'm currently in the midst of writing my Introduction to Stoicism book. So I was like, you know, a little bit more like here in Culver. My inspiration is I just really wanted to write a good book on Stoicism, and it's essentially a distillation of everything I learned about life, Stoicism, blah blah. I kind of wanted to make it a fun, entertaining read. Some few thoughts. Okay, so some thoughts include with Stoicism. I call it the bear lifestyle. Walk 50 miles a day. Maximum time in the direct elements. Vibram and five finger shoes. Merino wool leggings. Air Kim cash money armor. Cashmere is the futures. Don't buy the loser Tesla. Buy the good fabrics instead. Actually, another thing too with clothes, the brand doesn't matter. What's more important is getting the materials and the quality. So, like, down, cashmere, merino wool, linen, silk is best. Like, even Beyonce said, right? Like, I wear fancy fabrics. Yeah. So fancy fabrics is the key. Fancy fabrics with no logos is best. And also what you want to do is design it yourself. So first and foremost, some Stoic ideals. The first one is you essentially want your body to look like a demigod, Spartan soldier. I mean, think of like Hercules, Farnese Hercules, Achilles. It's like, would Achilles or Hercules look like the modern day antisocial LA loser man? Like, I also have some aesthetic suggestions. Things not to do: don't wear a baseball cap, don't wear a hat, kind of hides your face. The second thought, don't have facial hair, just fucking shave all that shit off, right? Facial hair is unattractive, and it hides your morphology and facial structure. You want to have a nice chiseled jawline like EK. And it's very simple, like 100% carnivore, no breakfast, no lunch, stop smoking weed, stop drinking alcohol, whatevs, don't go to festivals. Oh, no sunglasses. And also with clothes, very simple, like minimum viable clothing possible. So even if it's cold, just wear a tank top and a sleeveless down vest jacket. I got a cheap ass one from Muji for like $20. That's good. And ideally, weather permitting, shorts, short shorts, half legging tights, show off more skin. Yeah, more time in the sun, weightlifting, one rep max, weightlifting off the grid style. Actually, for Christmas this year, my personal suggestion is ask for or buy yourself some good weightlifting equipment. I mean, it could be cheap or expensive, it doesn't really matter, roguefitness.com or titan.fitness. And the generalized idea and concept is yeah, you don't wanna hide yourself, you gotta show yourself. And actually the funny thing too is that, like, you can never really judge another man or woman or whatevs until you've seen somebody butt naked in the nude. I actually had this funny suggestion is for bodybuilding competitions, right? Doesn't matter if people are steroids or not, right? This is the rule. Everyone has to do it naked. Like, no loincloth, no shorts, no underwears, just super butt naked. Like, showing off your penis and balls and whatever. Because this is my thought. So apparently, not 100% sure, right? But if you take steroids, I think it shrinks your balls. So it's like natty or not. It's like, maybe don't ask if natty or not, but we should ask how big are his or her balls or smaller them or not. It could be a good challenge. No, that we can use slaves. That we can use slaves. Can't control me. Slaves can't. Alright, so some more stoic thoughts. On the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. So stoic thoughts, part 2. Just focus on your body. Conspiracy theory, scaring aluminum. Can I just give me some you, but he's 62, how he fits on new Bugatti. Haha, you gotta be, okay. So, we the new Stoics, we the new Spartans. Some good thoughts. So, what does it mean to be a Stoic? My thought is a true Stoic, happy, jolly, jovial, gay, excited, happy, whatevs. Somebody who is not dark and morose, but instead is happy and gay. Better to be a gay monster than a sentimental bore, via Fernandinho Galliani, via the Nietzsche's. What don't kill me, make me stronger, that's Nietzsche on me. Even the Ye was like, my stronger song was inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche. So, Velociraptor shall own the future. So, it's actually funny because technically, the Apex model, the Apex aspiration is to become a philosopher. And the funny thing is, question is, are you allowed to call yourself a philosopher? Actually, back in ancient Greek times, philosopher philosophia, philos means love, sophia, wisdom, lover of wisdom. So a philosopher is nobody but just somebody who's loving the wisdoms. And what that means is he was kind of, back in the day, the humble way of saying, oh, you know, I'm not yet wise, but I aspire to be wise, is the point. Good morning. So, as a consequence, maybe we should just call ourselves philosophers. It's like, what are you, philosopher? It's like, what? What do you philosophize about? Everything. Or next time someone will be asking me, like, what is you? I'm like, Velociraptor. Yeah, actually, there's some good things that come out of meme culture. It's, but it's funny because I quit Reddit when I was, what, senior in high school, college. So all my meme jokes are actually still from that period of time. When did I graduate college? I went to school in 2006, graduated 2010. Yeah, so since 2010s, decade plus, no more Reddit. Reddit is for... Okay. Actually, it's funny because ChatGPTs could be super annoying because, like, why is AI so woke? Like, it's a man. And then it's just like, oh, if you call somebody a loser, it could be seen as pejorative. I'm like, yo, that's the point, bro. That's the point. Ooh. New Civic Type R is pretty hard to get. Yeah, just like, simple heuristics is... You gotta get the... Let's make the red Honda emblem cool again, Type R. When you get like a red Toyota Type R sticker. You guys troll. Actually, do you want to be super funny? Let's say you took a Tesla Model S Plaid and you put a Type R sticker on it. That'd be hilarious. Okay, so So some more thoughts. So, yeah, I think Stoicism, I mean, what I love about it is it's pretty loosey-goosey. It's like there's no one right or wrong way to do it. And I think the name of the game is to just have fun with it and figure it out as you go. So the big issue that a lot of people do is they treat something as like a codified system, and one must be consistent to the thing until you die. And my personal thought is, if you live long enough, you're gonna contradict yourself sooner or later, right? So therefore, as a consequence, yeah, don't feel like you gotta be married to no thing or no sort of school of thought. And actually, the best philosophers who have lasted have actually never really tied themselves to a certain school of thought. So my aspiration, hopefully one day everyone should be known, is like Erkimisms, Ekeisms, Kimisms, Erkim, Kim. I'm gonna be the next famous Kim, not Kim Kardashian. EK in the house. All right. So the general thoughts is that, yeah, like, Stoicism is just another tool in our creative toolkit. It's like, it's not an end in itself, which means using Stoic techniques is useful in different situations. Stoicism isn't like, oh, everything I do has to follow in accord with it, otherwise you just become like a calcified, mummified scarecrow. You want to be flexible, don't be married to no one school of thought. But I still do think that like some basic fundamentals or foundation in Stoicism is useful, like simple texts, anything written by Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, the Meditations, and just the sayings, you know, Spartan sayings. I think it was Plutarch who wrote it. Also, what else can we write? The lives of Alexander the Great, the lives of King Leonidas, who was a real guy, Leonidas, lion-hearted. And believe it or not, yeah, the Spartans, the movie 300, yeah, actually based on a real historical event. That should be our goals. so if you're gonna cook and cut a big ass steak, you're probably gonna not use a fruit knife. You're gonna probably want a big ass butcher knife thing, right? Similarly, Stoicism, Zen, Taoism, blah, 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 blahs. Just be context specific and you'll also figure out as you go too. And I've also kind of discovered, this is like my notion of like Stoicism 2.0 or Stoicism 3.0s, is that you could kind of like remix and modify however you like. Also, the reason I really love Zen philosophy, Zen thinking, is that like it's not a religion. It's not like you gotta do things X, Y, and Z way or you're finna go to hell. It's just like, just do whatever you want with it, right? Same thing with Taoism. And this is where I don't really trust Buddhism, at least the super strict one. I'm pretty happy I wasn't really born in this generation, like, but like Steve Jobs' generation, like everyone's having a pilgrimage to India, finding a guru, you gotta make yourself a Sanskrit name, like, get out of here. It's like all this like pseudo metaphysics, religiosity stuff is, to me, it's kind of flaccid. So the new thought is, just think to yourself. It's like, is the line of thinking, is it hard or flaccid? You don't want to be flaccid. Better to be hardcore than softcore, right? So I don't know, like my thought was Stoicism. It's a, yeah, like why is everyone so weak and anemic? Like, it's kind of like, I called it our soft new society. It's like EK's the uber sociologists, right? We sociologists of the futures, we finna just say it how it is, spit super facts. And it's so funny too, cause like for myself, my biggest inspirations are like, like rappers. Why? Because they don't live real stuff. Until you haven't had a gun pulled on you, or found a gun in your kid's car seat at your sister's wedding, you ain't finna have a critical view of life. So the big issue that a lot of people have is, I don't know, like, I mean, depends, right? Some people have never really, 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 really had that big adversity in their life. Right, like you grew up in a nice working class, middle class family, both your parents working, whatever. Well, that's cool. But until you've faced really difficult things, people's gonna be so sensitive. Actually, like, yeah, just Google Eric Kim scars and hear the story of EK. Yeah, like growing up with a hard knock life, assuming that you make it out okay, is it makes you stronger, right? Like, you know, what don't kill you makes you stronger, or called like tempered by the fire, tempered by the steel. Like, you know the scene in Lord of the Rings when you're creating that mega weapon sword armor thing? It's like Hephaestus or something making the armor of Achilles. You got the cauldron, you got the huge hammer, tunk tunk tunk, like making that shit super super hard, creating your stoic armor. Yeah, like it's basically what you're doing is you need more pressure, hammering, steel, fire, extreme temperatures, extreme things to create the most uber thing possible. Like, we the new ubermenches, the new overmen. Actually, like, that was like Nietzsche's last thought, is like he was philosophizing about the overman, the ubermensch, whatever. Uber just means over, mensch, man, overman, superman, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I think it's like kind of a combination of weightlifter, bodybuilder, one rep maxer, velociraptor, stoic, zen, spartan, zen, ascetic. essentially my personal ideal. And yeah, just being super hard. Better to be like Nietzsche said in his book, right? Better Twilight of the Idols, better to be the hammer than to be the yielding soft one. Maybe the best, watch the movie Old Boy, see the fight scene where he has the hammer, is killing all the bad guys or beating up the bad guys. A hammer or a big ass, was it the Thor hammer thing? Good idea. Actually, I like Thor as a character. I don't know, Chris Hemsworth is probably on the juice, but still, Thor, at least the non-Disney ones, the more serious ones, I kind of like it. It's better to be Thor than to be a weakling. Some kind of ideals for us is become like King Leonidas in the 300, rewatch the movie 300, kind of the Spartan Zen vibes of John Wick. Google John Wick Stoic. I wrote a pretty good bit on it. Laconic Spartan sayings. It's like the best way to be a real man is short phrases, right? Like John Wick. Like, I forgot, I actually met a cop or a military guy at the airport. I'm like, oh, I love John Wick. I'm watching new John Wick 4. He's like, I love it. You know, in the whole movie, he doesn't say more than 120 words. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. So even now, when, the best way to respond to someone is, yeah. Or, okay. Or, not quite. Or, you have a good point. So actually, even a stoic way to deal with, anybody, right? Is if somebody says something to you, pause, wait an hour, and then respond. Be like, what did you mean when you said X, Y, and Z, right? Or just brush it off, right? Water off a deck, but it is. Or be like, it sounds a little dismissive, be like, yeah, cool, I got it, okay, cool. Okay. Okay. BBB MTL, shout out to my friends in Singapore. Zen, Spartan, Stoic ideals. Delete Instagram, delete loser social media, delete the YouTubes, delete everything, delete. When in doubt, just delete it. My Zen, Spartan, Stoic ideal is actually every day just delete one app from your phone, your iPad, your laptop, whatever's. And you'll find out what's really essential, because you just delete everything, right? And you're gonna be at a point where you have no apps. Then just reinstall the apps you really need. And it seems to be an effective strategy to delete to the point of failure and then just reinstall what's critical. That's actually what Elon Musk did with building the Tesla automation factories. Oh, also another heuristic I have too is, Cybertruck finna come out, it's gonna be so gangsta. Seeing the Cybertruck announcement was the first thing I've ever seen in my life that actually excited me. I'm finna get a Cybertruck. I mean, I'm gonna first drive my Prius until it dies, but after that, yeah, definitely get the beast mode. it's like the upside of buying a Cyber, just buy the cheap one, right? It's like you can live in your Cybertruck, right? Or just wait for the Tesla Semi to come out and you just live in your Tesla Semi. Seems like a good fun idea. Actually, the really funny thought I have is, maybe the best way we could approach life is just treat yourself like a homeless person. Simulated poverty is a good one. Whoa, cool outfit. Are you going to school? Looking cool. Good job. Have a good day. Actually, a good thing about having a kid, just compliment and acknowledge the existence of other kids is that, man, like, I hate this dog society. So everyone's like, oh, you got such a cute dog. Get out of here. No one cares about your dog. Talk about the kids. It's like, this, I'm off the grid for my kid, with my kid, have a kid. Okay, so, yeah, we new Stoics of the future. Just have fun with it, right? And just use techniques. You gotta be a little bit more immoral, be the bad guy. And ultimately, my Spartan Stoic ideal, happy, fun, friendly, chop everyone up, no AirPods, no headphones, no nothings, ZTFO, Big Sean.